elegant ceramic artist Jen Lawson Steves is obsessed with noses.
Honestly, I love looking at people's faces, and noses are my inspiration. This is so funny to say that, but I love noses, and that's how I start every single mask, is with a nose, and that really is what actually draws out what the mask becomes.
Her masks will be on display at Fancy Pants Theater today during the Kalamazoo Art Hop. She says she grew up looking at the masks her father brought with him from South Africa.
We always had masks in the house. And even though my dad's a painter and there's paintings and sculptures and wood carvings and stuff, the masks were always what I sort of was drawn to the most. I just loved that you could sit there and look at it, and it was three-dimensional, and it had a lot of character and humor, those sorts of things.
And Lawson Steves' masks have character. While many of her works look a lot like the tribal masks you might see in Africa or Indonesia, it's the colors and expressions in her masks that really make them unique.
So this is the guy I started working on last night. I really love his nose. I decided to put a little bend in it and make it very pointy.
Ceramic art can be tricky. There's not much you can do to salvage a work after it's been fired. But unlike many ceramicists, Lawson Steves says she likes the surprise that comes when she takes a work out of the kiln. That's probably why she likes Riku, a Japanese glaze that's a little hard to control.
Basically, it works with low temperature in the kiln and then cooling very fast. So there's a reduction of the glaze in either sawdust or shredded paper, that sort of thing. And then you never know quite what you're going to get with Riku, which is what I love about it. Some people have a hard time with it because they want a specific result, and that's hard to get with Riku, but I love the very ethereal nature of Riku.
Though Lawson Steves molds most of her faces from memory, she did use one model for a mask.
I did a nose, and I just thought Barbara Streisand, and I love her. I love her nose. It's beautiful. It's just exquisite, so it was really fun that nose sort of went, okay, well, how am I going to turn this into music?
The mask, called Blue Note, has a curl of hair resting on its face that looks a lot like a treble clef. While many of Lawson Steves' works are funny, more are just serene. Her mask Peace Woman, for example, has eyes closed with its mouth curving into a carefree smile.
There's lines as well as dashes and dots, and it's sort of in a halo around the face. And then the colors are just a really a brown with a tan and a yellow, and then a very, very light bluish green with some brown specks, and it just came out beautifully.
Do you feel like you get really attached to these faces?
Absolutely, yeah. There are some that I am definitely having a hard time even thinking of parting with, but it's gotten easier the more I've made. You know, because you just sort of realize that this isn't going to be the last one you ever make. This is going to be one of many, and they all sort of have their own personality and their own look, but they end up, you know, all definitely being a piece of your heart, absolutely.
You can see Jen Lawson Steves' ceramic masks at Fancy Pants Theater in Kalamazoo.